在的大大临到你的家里，临到你的房间。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, today I knew it was a problem. When I woke up today, I said, "Today is going to be difficult."
今天我早上一起来呢，我觉得今天是不容易的一天。
Because I have chosen to talk about something that many people don't talk about.
因为今天我跟大家分享的主题呢，是不是很多人会选择的那个题目
？And that is on the Ten Commandments.
就是十诫。
Now, Ten Commandments.
讲到十诫的话。
Today I want to talk to you about the blessings of the Ten Commandments.
我跟大家分享的是关于十诫的祝福。
What about that over there? I mean,
the screen.
The screen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Anyway, before we begin, I just congratulate those people who were baptized last week.
在我们开始之前呢，我们再次恭喜我们上周洗礼的弟兄姊妹们。
You will get your baptism certificate.
那么我们接下来会我们的同工呢会颁发洗礼证书。
Luke will give it to your house leader and give it to you.
那么王路弟兄呢会把这证书发给我们的小组长，然后他们再分
给大家。That is your most important certificate.
这是很重要的一个证书哈。
Amen.
Amen.
It is not about your PhD, your master degree, or your bachelor degree. It is your BA that is important. Born again.
这是我们重生的证书，可能比你那些各方面学校的那些证书都来的宝贝哈。
Amen. Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
The Ten Commandments, whenever you mention that, people go, whoa, don't talk to me about it.
当我们提起十诫的时候，很多人的反应就说：“哦，不要跟我讲这个话题。”
Because it's a list of don'ts.
这是很多
do's and don'ts.
这是很多做和不做的那种要求。
And whenever people, sometimes when you evangelize, you some people are resistant of the gospel is because they said, "I don't want to follow things like the Ten Commandments. Thou shall not."
因为当我们常常跟人传福音的时候，很多人的反馈会说，我不想说好像遵守像十诫这样子一种条款，说哦，我不应该做什么，不应该做什么。
And also, as Christians, we don't really like the Ten Commandments.
可能对于基督徒来说，我们很不喜欢像十诫这样的那种教条。
We say that's the Old Testament.
我们会说那只是旧约时代的事。
This is the New Testament. This is the Ten Commandments belongs to Moses.
他说可能我们是新约时代的圣徒，那么十诫是属于摩西时代的事。
And so, when was the last time you had a quick check on the Ten Commandments?
那么你最近一次来审查这个十诫是什么时候呢？
I mean, in fact, how many of us know all the Ten Commandments?
有多少人真的是熟知这个十诫的内容呢？
How many of us know even where to find it in the Bible?
或者你从在圣经的出处，你知道哪本书有
十诫呢？ You know that Moses carried a tablet.
摩西呢拿着这个石板。
Carried two tablets.
有两个石板。
Yeah, and that's about it.
然后呢，就是写在那个石板上面。
By the way, let me just correct a misunderstanding. Moses did not have five commandments in one arm, one tablet, and five commandments on another one.
这里我跟大家解清一个误会哈，就是很多人觉得说是一个两个石板，是不是一个石板写了五条诫命，另外一个石板写了另外五条诫命呢？
Because Hollywood, that's how it's done.
找人电影当中可能就是这种样式。
What you actually have is the Ten Commandments and the Ten Commandments two copies.
就是其实这两个石板上面写的那个诫命是一模一样的，十条诫命都一样的，复刻的。
So today when you sign the contract, you have two copies.
就好像今天我们如今我们要签合同的时候，有两份拷贝。
One for you and one for me.
一个是对方保存，一个是我们自己保存。
Amen. So the Ten Commandments is actually a contract between Israel and God.
所以实际的就好像是神与以色列百姓之间的一个约定。
Amen.
Amen.
The reason why people don't really like the Ten Commandments is because we don't really understand its function.
很多时候我们不喜欢这个十诫的原因，是因为我们没有很清楚的明白十诫的功用。
And yet, David talks about the law of the Lord, the commandments of God as honeycomb.
但是在大卫的口中，他所形容这个十诫就好像蜂蜜一样甘甜。
So today, I would hope that when you leave the church, you say, I love the commandments.
希望今天大家听完我的讲道之后，离开教会之前，你会觉得你会说啊、哦，我喜欢主的这个十诫。
You say to your wife tonight, I don't need desserts because I have the Ten Commandments.
你可能对你的太太说，今天晚上我不需要吃甜品了，因为有这个十诫让我心如甜蜜。
It's sweeter than the desserts.
比这个甜品更甜美。
Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Now let me just go back to last time, the last sermon 2 weeks ago, and we looked at this one verse in Psalm 139, verse 14.
我们回顾两周前的讲道，我们提到诗篇一百零九篇这个经文。
Let me begin with this. Let me recap.
让我再跟大家回顾一下。
I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well.
这里说我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏。你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。
I was saying that our basic character.Is fearfully and wonderfully made.
我们每个人的个性呢，是神在神的手中奇妙可畏的受造。
Notice the word my soul.
他说我的魂。
Your character is your soul.
在我的魂里面包括了我们的个性性格。
It is who you are.
是代表了象征我们的本性。
You know this body will stay on this earth, but my soul and in which my spirit dwells will rise into heaven.This is me.
我们的肉身呢，或者是停留在这个世上，但是之后呢，我们的这个魂和我们的灵会去到天上。
My soul contains my character. This is who my identity is. This is how God made me.
我们的魂里面有我们的个性，也是神所创造我们真实的身份。
You see, you can never be happy until you are happy with the way God has made you as a human being.Not about your appearance, about who you are on the inside.
不是在乎我们外在的一个容貌，而在乎按照神所创造我们那个原有的本性来接纳我们自己的时候，我们才是真正的满足。
That's why even the commandments tell us to love ourselves.
所以那个神的世界告诉我们要爱我们。
Because God loves us.
因为神爱我们。
We are all different.
我们每个人都是不同的。
We are all different in identity. Our souls are different.
因为我们的魂不同，所以我们的身份，我们的个性也不相同。
Amen. And we have to come to terms that it is fearfully and wonderfully made.
并且我们的这个受造是奇妙可畏的。
There is nothing wrong with your character.
我们的个性，我们的出现是没有任何错误的。
If you understand who you are.
如果我们真正的了解我们的个性。
The problem is what you do with that character.
问题是我们如何来使用神所受造的这个个性。
You see, the problem is within the sinful nature of human beings, which affects all of us.
因为我们人本性的罪恶影响我们所有人。
Our character has been applied in the wrong place.
我们的个性会使用在一个错误的方面。
Instead of doing good works, we do bad works.
与其去做一些神要我们做的善事，我们做的不好的事情。
Instead of loving people, we hurt people.
与其去爱人，我们来却是相反相伤害人。
Paul's character is very zealous for God.
那么保罗以前的性格是为神发热心。
But when it's applied in the wrong religion, he persecutes the church.
但是用在错误的宗教当中，他反而逼迫主的教会。
John is a very sensitive and very loving person.
那么约翰呢是一个很亲近人爱人很敏感的一个
人。Someone who's very passionate.
他是一个充满热忱的一个人。
But passionate people, if they apply it to the wrong course, could become violent.
但是如果他们的这种个性放在一个错误的地方，会变成一个很暴力的一个人。
So he said to Jesus, why don't you call the fire down and burn the entire city?
他当时对主说，你为什么不想降求烈火降下来烧尽整个村庄的人呢？
And yet he became the apostle of love.
但是最后神改变他成为一个爱的使徒。
Because more than all the others, he was more passionate about Jesus than all the others.
因为比起其他的门徒，他比任何人都更加的为主而热心。
So you and I, we, God has given us a character that he's very proud of.
所以神所给我们每一个人特定的个性，是神引以为荣，引以为豪的。
And there's nothing wrong with it.
我们的受造是没有任何的问题的。
And yet, Because it's entangled in sin. It's entangled in this world. And it, because it's under the bondage of the enemy.
因为我们的这个我们的个性受到我们这个罪的罪性的影响世界的污秽还有我们那个仇敌的攻击。
We misunderstand that character.
所以我们对我们自己真实的个性有一个错误的认知。
Job has nothing wrong with him. It's just that he was under attack.
约伯他自己没有任何的问题。
And yet his three friends are advising him.
这是因为他受到仇敌的攻击他的三个密友不断地去给他建议。
To make changes.
想尝试做任何的改变。
So from very young to very old, we have always been told, you must change your character.
所以从我们年幼到我们年老旁边总是有人告诉我们要改变我们的个性。
Oh, when we become a Christian, our characters change. You have not changed.
所以或者有人说我成了基督徒以后那么我的个性发生改变其实是你并没有改变。
Your basic character does not need changing.
你最基真实最基本的那个性是不需要改变的。
Like Psalm number one say, it's like a tree that needs to be transplanted somewhere else.
就好像诗篇第一篇讲说就好像一棵树它要被转移到移栽到另外一个地方
Your character needs to transplant itself from the sin of the world from Satan and from the flesh to Christ Jesus
就好像我们的个性要从一个罪当中从世界当中和仇敌的攻击当中移栽到基督里面
And if Christ lives in you then your character will shine because Jesus' life is in you
如果耶稣住在我们的里面那么耶稣基督的生命会在我们里面散发出来
But if you allow sin to reign in you your character becomes destructive
所以如果你允许罪继续在你生命当中掌权的话那么你的个性会越来越糟糕
You could end up destroying yourself and destroy others
可能你这样的个性会伤害到自己也会摧毁到别人
And so last week I was saying you have to accept God made you different from me and different from everybody else in your house.
所以上周之前我跟大家讲，我们必须要接受神创造我们每个人都是不同的。
And you need to come to terms that you are wonderfully made.
我们必须要相信这个事实，就是我们的受造是奇妙可畏的。
And like the psalmist says, "My soul knows it, not just knows it very well."
就好像诗篇这里说的我的心知道而且身知道非常的清楚
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah
Does your soul know that you are wonderfully made fearfully made
你的魂知道你是奇妙可畏的受造吗
That is your homework
这是给你的家庭作业
You need to pray
你要为此来祷告
So that you know it So that you knowThat you are wonderfully and fearfully made.
所以你的里面有这样的确据和实体，真正知道你是奇妙可畏的受造。
And when you know that, then you know your identity.
当你有这样的一个看见的时候，有知道你真实的身份。
Stop saying you must change your character. To what character?
所以不要再说啊，我要改变我的个性。
Are we all going to go to heaven the same?
所以就是你到底要改成什么样子呢我们每个人都是一样的个性去见主吗
I believe all of our characters added together is Christ-like
我相信我们每个人的个性加在一起的时候就是有耶稣的样式
When Christ comes into me When Christ lives in me My character will resemble Christ
当基督进到我们里面基督的生命活在我们里面的时候我们就彰显耶稣出来
Amen Hallelujah We are fearfully and wonderfully made.
我们的受造奇妙可畏。
And we know it.
而且我们的心要深知道。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So from now on, we pray.
所以从现在开始，我们要这样祷告。
Lord, use me.
主要来使用我。
Transform me.
改变我。
Renew my mind.
来更新我的心思意念。
Live in me.
住在我的里面
Let my character shine for Jesus
因为主你创造我这个个性来为基督发光
Let my character do good works
让我的性格来做主你要做的善事
And be a blessing to my family And be a blessing to my church and my community
让我成为我家人我的教会和我们社区的祝福
Amen So what is then the purpose of the Ten Commandments?
所以回到今天的主题，那么实际的目的是什么呢
？You see, before I became a Christian, I didn't know that I was wonderfully and fearfully made.
当我做成为基督徒之前，我不知道我的受造是奇妙可畏的。
All I could see was an external problem.
我看到的只是一些外在的问题。
There's something wrong with me.
我只是觉得好像我有些出现一些问题。
When I'm too passionate, I become too angry too easily.
当我好像对一个事情充满热忱的时候，我很容易去发怒。
Amen. We all know there is something wrong.
我们都知道这当中出了些差错。
You see, the Ten Commandments reflects the problem that we have.
其实十诫是让我们看到反射出我们里面的问题。
The function of the Ten Commandments is like a mirror.
十诫的功效就好像一个镜子。
To tell you what's wrong.
来告诉你的问题出在哪里。
Amen. When we are looking into the mirror this morning,We saw something. I'm horrified.
我们今天早上照镜子的时候，有没有看到一些东西让你觉得自己很吃惊呢
？Oh, why I got pimple on my face?
啊，我的脸上为什么突然长痘痘了
？Oh, what's happened to my hair?
为什么啊，我的头发为什么这个样子
？Amen. Or some of you go, "Hey, I look more beautiful today than ever before."
会不会有人说啊，我今天比平时任何时间都好看？
The Ten Commandments reflect on what every reflect about yourself.
所以这个十诫其实就好像一个镜子，来反映我们里面真实的一个情况。
And so we take the example of Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 38.
这里我们看马太福音的二十二章三十七。
This young ruler was very proud of himself.
那么这个有个掌权者呢，他对自己很引以为豪。
He was rich.
他非常富有。
Young,
哦，那个高富帅。
And being a ruler means he has status.
不光是很年轻又很帅，很富有，而且有权势。
He is the K-drama's crown prince.
哦，是在韩剧当中的那种高富帅。
The son of the CEO.
是总裁的儿子。
Tall, 6 foot tall, six pack.
又高又帅，身材又好。
Very, very handsome.
非常的英俊。
Amen.Now, this young ruler is your K-drama, the main character.
好，这个高富帅就好像我们看的电视剧里面的男主人公。
This is the kind of guy in the village that your mom and dad say, when you grow up, you need to be like him.
啊，就好像在你自己生活的那个社区当中，你的父母跟你讲，哇，你长大了就是要成为这样的一个人。
This is the guy that the girls will chase after. He's the alpha male.
他是好像众多女子当中的心目中的白马王子。
This is what everyone wants to become. Rich, good looking, not only good looking, according to him, well behaved.
所以就是啊，这是众多人想要模仿的样式。不光高很帅，然后富有，但是行为也很好。
Not a bad word is ever said about him.
品行也很好，他没有
In other words,
好没有恶评。
People call him, his character is good.
所以人称他是良善的人。
And so he comes to Jesus and say, Jesus, me being so perfect, how do I inherit eternal life?
所以这样子一个人物来到主面前说，哇，我这么完美的人，我要做什么来成就永生呢？
And Jesus, in response, he puts the mirror in front of him.
然后这个时候呢，主呢在他面前放了一面镜子。
The Ten Commandments.
这就是十诫。
And then Jesus said,So he said unto him, "You shall love your in Luke chapter 18. He said, and the young ruler asked, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?"
他说良善的夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生呢？
And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone."
这里路加福音十八章十九节说，耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的？
So he was expecting Jesus to say, now you're perfect, fine, you go to heaven.
其实他问这个问题的那个另外含义是想让耶稣来称许他说，
so
啊，你很完美了。
So Jesus first of all says, nobody is good.
但主却说，没有人是完美的。
Because you think you're good.But you're not good. No one is good.
你觉得你很好，你很完美，但是其实事实不是这样子的。
The only good person is God. So when we say people are basically good, that's the way we humans say it. But according to God, nobody's good.
很多时候我们称人是好人只是我们人的标准来衡量但是在神眼中没有一个人是良善的
If you're good, then you don't need saving.
如果我们真的是良善的我们就不需要救赎对不对
But according to God, all of us are not good.
但是按照神的标准没有一个人是良善的
According to His standard.
跟按照神的标准来说
And what is His standard?
那么神的标准是什么呢
Jesus Godwrites out his standard in 10 commandments. It becomes a mirror and saying, if you think you're good, reflect upon this.
所以神的标准就是反映在实际当中。他说如果你觉得你好那么看看这个世界。
Amen. Now, let's go back to Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Yes. Now the slides are the wrong way around.The Ten Commandments can be summarized into two.
那么这个十诫可以用两条来总结。
Now, the Ten Commandments can be found in Exodus chapter 20.
那么这个十诫呢在出埃及记的
二十章。
出埃及记二十章。
And you see the Ten Commandments there.
那么那里是原始记录了十诫的内容。
And so in the New Testament,The Pharisees was asking Jesus, what are the most important commandments out of the Ten Commandments?
所以在新约当中呢法利赛人呢就问耶稣说在这世界当中最大的最重要的一条诫命是什么
Jesus summarized the Ten Commandments into two.
所以耶稣用两条来总结了这个世界。
And that's how we should try and remember the Ten Commandments in two.
这也是我们要把这两条精髓记住。
One.
第一条。
We see here, and you shall love the Lord your God.With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment.
这里马太福音二十二章三十七到三十八节说耶稣对他说你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神这是最大的且是第一条诫命。
So the first commandment summarizes the first four of the commandments, which is concerning God. You should love God.With all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength.
所以耶稣是总结的第一条诫命呢其实、尽心尽性尽意爱神呢是关乎神的总结的可能十诫当中的四条诫命。
Amen. And this is the great commandment.
这是最大的一条。
And then he says in verse 39 to 40, and the second it is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself,On the two commandments depend on all the laws and all the prophets.
然后三十九节这里说，第二条也如此，就是要爱邻如己。这两条诫命是一切律法和先知书的总纲。
So the Ten Commandments can be summarized in loving God and loving people.
所以主给的十诫总结两条就是爱神爱人。
Amen.
Amen.
Now let's go back to the young man.
让我们再回到看那个高富帅。
According to him,
按照他的说法
he loves God.
他是很爱神的。
He loves people.
他也很爱人。
He is the perfect man.
他是一个好像看似非常完美的人。
Amen. But then Jesus holds the mirror up.
然后这个时候呢，主在他面前竖了一面镜子。
In Luke chapter 18, verse 20 to 21, he says, "You know the commandments."
然后他说诫命你是知道的。
Now, Jesus does not talk to him about loving God part of it. He just tells him about loving people.
他其实主没有跟这个年轻的夫子讲说关于爱神这一块他是讲说爱人。
You think you're so perfect. Let me just take the second part of the commandments and see how well you're doing.
这是神知道他的想法他说你觉得你做得很好那么我把这个十诫当中的第二部分来给你说一说
Do not commit adultery Do not murder Do not steal Do not bear false witness Honor your mother and father And he said All these I have kept from my youth
他说不可奸淫不可杀人不可偷盗不可做假见证当孝敬父母那人说这一切我从小都遵守了
But then he claims Yeah I know them very well I haveFollow them.
然后这个人说、哦、我知道很清楚我也做到了。
But then Jesus said one of the commandments. One of the commandments, thou shalt not covet.
他说你不可偷盗。
Right? It's not mentioned here. It's not listed. Thou shalt not covet. 不贪心。
哦，不，人不可贪心，不可贪婪，不可贪婪。
Amen? Jesus left that one out.
但是耶稣这故意没有把说不可贪婪这一点放在这里。
But he said it in a different way.
但是主用另外一个方式来表达。
One thing you lack, go and sell all that you have and give to the poor and then come after me.
他说把你所有你的财富都变卖了给穷人然后再来跟随我。
So the mirror has revealed one thing.
但是所以这个镜子就反映了其中一点。
This man loves possessions.
这个高富帅他很爱自己的财产。
Amen.
他所有的财富。
So today,Whatever circumstances we are, whatever person who boasts about how great they are, all they need to do is look at the Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments will reflect what's wrong.
所以今天不管是谁觉得自己好像自夸觉得自己多么的完美只要我们把这个十诫这个镜子放在我们面前就可以反射我们真实的光景。
So the Ten Commandments is God's way to tell mankind, this is what's happening to you.
所以十诫是神要告诉我们人类我们所出错的地
方。It's like you standing before a mirror, you seeing your hair is all over the place, pimples and wrinkles.
就好像我们照在那镜子面前，我们看到我们的外表中很多的不足、瑕疵。
But the mirror cannot fix your wrinkles. The mirror cannot fix your hair.
但是这个镜子只是。造出你的样子你的头发你的面部你的皱纹但是做不了什么
All the mirror can do is tell you
镜子只是告诉你的问题所在
And so the Bible says I'm fearfully and wonderfully made and yet when I look at the mirror there's something wrong with me
圣经说我们的受造奇妙可畏但是当我们照镜子的时候我会觉得好像我有很多的问题
So first of allThe Ten Commandments reflects of who you are. It's a reflection. It reflects, give you a reflection of who you are.
所以这个实践呢是反映了我们真实的状况。
And when you go against one fearfully and wonderfully made, the two doesn't match. Something is wrong.
但是如果我们从镜子当中看到我们真实的光景和圣经所讲的我们的受造奇妙可畏是相违背的时候那么中间就出错了
People will tell you, you must change, but what do I need to change?
可能你身边的人会告诉你你要需要改变但是我到底要改变什么呢
You see, with Job, three of his friends are telling him three different things what he must do differently.
当约伯遭难的时候他身边的三位密友都不懂给他不同的一些建议，要他做什么改变。
And so when we are young, when we're growing up, the teacher tells you to change. Your mom and dad are telling you to change. Your friends are telling you to change. Your boss is telling you to change. Everybody is giving you an opinion. 你需要改变你的性格吗？
当我们从小成长的过程当中，我们身边我们的老师、我们的父母、我们的朋友，甚至我们公司的上司，都告诉我们要改变我们自己。
But all the opinions are just like a mirror that is wobbly. You can't see a straight reflection. The mirrors that we have, with the world's opinion, is like a mirror in a circus. It distorts everything.
所以这个世界的那个镜子就好像在马戏团那种哈哈镜一样，把你的人变得好像扭曲。
The reason why the Ten Commandments is so important because it is the only mirror that gives youaccurately telling you honestly what is the problem.
所以这个十诫是唯一一面真实的镜子会真实的反映你现在真实的情况。
So you can only trust the Ten Commandments.
我们只可以信靠十诫来
to give you the true reflection of what's wrong.
给我们一个真实的准确的一个评估和反应。
Secondly, the Ten Commandments reveals what's wrong.
那么实际也告诉我们出错在哪里了。
Now, you only can see the outside when you look at the mirror. It's a reflection.
所以看镜子就是反映了我们的样子。
But the Ten Commandments does more than just a mirror.
但是这个十诫比那个镜子的功用还大。
It gives you an insight.
它会反映出我们内在的一个情况。
Inside you, what's actually wrong?
我们里面的差错问题在哪里？
So, the first R is reflection. The second R is revelation. It reveals inside what's going on.
所以第一个 R 是代表说我们外边 外在的一个反应。第二个 R 呢代表我们里面的一种启示和看见。
Why is it that there's a wrinkle? What's happening beneath that skin? What's going on?
为什么我们皮肤表面出现皱纹？那么这皮肤表层下面是发生了什么情况呢？
And Jesus several times spoke to various people in Matthew chapter 5. When he went through the commandments, he reveals the problem is with the heart.
当耶稣在马太福音五章这里对众人讲到十诫的时候，他有讲说，其实我们问题所在是在于我们的心。
So the Ten Commandments not only give you an external reflection, but it tells you what's wrong on the inside.
十诫不光告诉我们表面的问题，也告诉我们问题的根源在哪里。
It is not because you lack energy. It's not because there's something wrong with your organs. It's not because something wrong with your brain. It's something wrong with your heart.
所以那时候不光是说你的、哦、你却没有整个人没有力气，你的器官出问题了，还是你的哪里出问题了？其实真正出问题的是你的心。
So in Matthew chapter 5 verse 21 says, you have heard it and said of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment.
这里马太福音五章二十一节讲，你们听过有对古人说不可杀人，凡杀人的必须受审判，但是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的必须受审判。
So the external reflection is murder. I want to kill somebody.
所以外面你所看到就是好像这个杀人想杀人这种冲动。
So the Ten Commandments tell you that there is something wrong because you want to murder somebody.
所以实际告诉我们你想要有杀人的这个动机想法。
But the Ten Commandments also tell you the reason why you want to murder is because you are angry on the inside.
那么就是十诫也告诉我们，你们想要杀人，这个冲动是因为你们有怒气。
Because you are angry.
你里面很动怒了。
So if you want to stop murdering people, you can't just stop murdering. You have to stop being angry.
所以要阻止这种杀人的行为，我们必须要处理我们里面动怒的这个情绪。
Because that.Is the root of the problem.
因为这个才是问题的根源。
That you are angry all the time.
因为你总是很恼怒。
Amen. And then he goes on, verse 27. You have heard that I said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
二十七节，你们听过有话说不可奸淫，但是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
So the mirror tells you that you have committed adultery. That is wrong.
所以这个镜子给你看明，外在的行为是你犯奸淫的这个行为。
But the Ten Commandments also reveal the reason why you commit adultery is because lust is in your heart.
所以十诫也告诉我们，你有犯奸淫这个行为，是因为你心里面有这个淫念。
So Jesus is basically saying that the Ten Commandments has revealed that these things that you see on the outside is actually a problem on the inside. It is on your heart. It's inside your heart is where the problem is.
所以我们说，看我们外在那种行为的彰显，其实是因为我们里面内在的心理出问题了。
That's why in church, Jesus is not just interested in changing behavior. He's interested in changing you from the inside.
所以主耶稣不光是想帮助我们改变我们外在的行为举止，而是要改变我们内在的心。
Because if you are angry all the time, Jesus is saying, you're just as bad as a murderer.
他说如果你里面有怒气的时候，你就是其实犯这个、杀人的那个罪行。
Even though you have not slept with anyone, but if your heart is lustful, you have just as much committed adultery.
虽然你没有实在跟人有这个奸淫的这种行为，但是你里面有这个、
Because the external is only an expression of what's going on the inside. So the Ten Commandments is telling Israel, telling people, telling everyone, what you need to deal with is your heart. There is a problem with your heart.
所以十诫是告诉以色列人，也是告诉今天我们的众人说，我们的心是不出问题了。
And so Moses, by introducing the Ten Commandments, for years and years and years, all it's doing is telling Israel, there is a problem.
所以当摩西告诉以色列百姓这个十诫的时候，他就是告诉以色列百姓，你们当中有问题。
All it's been telling them for years and years, you as a nation, you as a people, you are not holy.
所以神是一年复一年的告诉他的百姓和子民说，你们做一个国家，你们是没有成为圣洁的。
And what Roman is basically saying, the problem with the heart is that it's bound by sin.
但是罗马书告诉我们，就是我们心里的问题是被罪所捆绑。
So the Ten Commandments, God revealed, that God placed in Israel is basically to show them, you got a problem.And it is a problem of the sinful nature that is in your heart.
所以当神把十诫给以色列百姓的时候，是告诉他们，其实有出问题的是我们里面的罪性。
Amen. And so today, even when we become a Christian, the Ten Commandments still does exactly the same work. It tells you what's wrong on the outside as well as telling you what's wrong on the inside.
所以当我们作为新约信徒，我们来读这个十诫的时候，也是同样的一个功效。我们不光是告诉我们来审视我们外在的行为，也是来审视我们内心的光景。
Because the Holy Spirit meant to be inside me. I'm meant to be cleansed with the blood of Jesus. But why is it that on the inside, I'm still full of anger, lust, adulterous, murderous type of feeling?
所以为什么当圣灵住在我们里面，我们的心已经被耶稣的宝血所洁净，为什么我的心里面还是充满了怒气、谋杀或者犯奸淫念呢？
Why is it that flesh, fear, and all kinds of things are ruling over me?
为什么这种恐惧、焦虑或者情欲还在掌管我的心呢？
You see, people will tell you, you need to change your character.
旁边的人会告诉我说，你要改变你的个性。
And that's the solution people give us. Joshua, you need to change your character.
就是人常常对我说，哦，Joshua，你要改变你的个性。
Amen. And so we try to change.
所以我们尝试去改变我们的个性。
But it doesn't work.
但是总是行不通。
Because the problem is inside the heart.
因为真正的问题在于我们的心。
How am I going to reach in there and change it?
我们如何来进到我们的心里，来改变我们的心呢？
And so the problem is not with the character. The problem is it's something on the inside that is causing your character to become angry, to become lustful, to become do all these things.
所以其实问题不在我们的个性，而是在我们心里的那个状况出问题，来影响我们的个性，做一些发动怒也好，谋杀也好，犯奸淫这些事情。
And so the third function of the Ten Commandments is to tell you, you need help.
所以那个十诫的第三个问题是让我们知道我们需要帮助。
Amen. Somebody needs to get into that heart and change it.
有人需要进入到我们的心里来帮助我们改变。
Somebody needs to go into the heart and write the law upon your heart.
有人需要进到这个心里，把这个诫命要刻在我们的心板上。
Amen.And so the last function of the Ten Commandments is to realign you with Christ.
所以这个十诫的最后一个功效就是让我们与基督相连接。
It's getting you to return to God.
让我们再一次回转到基督里面。
Amen. So reflection, revelation, return to God.
所以那三个 R 是第一个是反映我们的真实的光景，让我们有里面有真实的看见。第三个，让我们回转向基督。
That's why Galatians says that the law of God is like a guardian preparing you to receive the Messiah.
所以在加拉太书说，这个律法就好像把我们是一个律一个教师来把我们引导我们回向等候主的到来。
And that is why, brothers and sisters, you are when you realize I am hopeless.I cannot be cured. I cannot fix what's wrong on the inside of me. I need somebody. I need Jesus to fix me.
所以当我们看到我们真实的光景，我们知道我们自己做不了什么，我们改变不了什么，当我们迫切的需要有人帮助我们的时候，我们认识到我们需要基督，需要我们的主。
Amen. That's why the commandments is telling you there is what's wrong on the inside of you. No doctor, no psychiatrist can fix you.
当我们看到我们里面心理的问题的时候，没有任何医生，没有心理导师可以帮助我们解决这些问题。
The Bible calls that slavery.
耶稣称为我们被奴役的。
The Bible calls that bondage.
圣经讲说我们是被捆绑当中，被引累的。
We are so bound.
我们如此受捆绑。
That we cannot get free from it.
我们甚至不能得自由。
That's what the commandment is telling us.
这就是实际的告诉我们的一个讯息。
The commandment is not there to condemn you. The commandment is an act of God. The loving kindness of God telling youYou need help.
所以这个世界并不是在定罪我们，而是在神的良善和慈爱当中向我们显明我们需要帮助。
Amen. Hallelujah. So I hope you now understand why David loves the law.
所以现在我希望大家听完以后明白，就像大卫他如此喜爱那个律法。
Because the law tells him what's wrong.
因为那个律法来让他看见他真实的问题在哪里。
But also the Ten Commandments not only take you back to Christ, but also show you how to be happy.
实际不光是让我们再次回转到基督里面，同时也让我们知道找到我们真正让我们开心的一个方法。
Because when we are free,
因为当我们得自由的时候
when we have liberty,
当我们有这个真自由的时候
When we are no longer under slavery,
我们不再是被奴役的时候
we can love God,
我们可以很自由去爱主
with all our hearts,
我们可以很自然就全心全意来爱他
and it's easy,
很容易做到
and we can love our neighbor as ourselves, and it's easy,
我们去爱邻舍如己的时候也很容易做到
but today is hard,
但是现今的状况好像觉得很难
Because I'm under bondage.
因为我们仍然还在这个捆绑当中
So the commandment tells you, you need help.
所以这个世界是告诉我们我们需要帮助
And when you realize that, you ask, where does my help come from?
当我们意识到这一点你会说我的帮助从何而来呢
That's why Exodus chapter 20 when Moses is introducing the Ten CommandmentsThere is one verse before that. There's an introductory verse.
所以在出埃及记的二十章二十节，当摩西介绍十诫之前，他有一句话。
And it is not part of the commandments.
那么有一句话呢，并不是属这个十诫，好像是个引导语。
Many times when you read the Ten Commandments, you kind of skip over verse two.
很多时候我们读十诫的时候，可能常常会错过这个第二节。
Because the first commandment, you shall not love.And you shall not worship any idols, right?
对，里面十诫第一件事，你不应该。
You only love God. Sorry, you love God, right?
十诫第一条就是你要爱神。
You should have no other God.
你不应该除我以外别无他神。
Before he says that, it's verse two. Before verse three, verse two, no, you shall not have any other gods, right?
那么在那个十诫之前呢，有一句话。
You shall not have other gods.
哦，你不应该有除我以外别无他神。
That's the first commandment, right?
这是第一个诫命，除我以外你不可有别的神。
But God says, before you even go to commandment, let me tell you how to fulfill this.
他说，在这个介绍这个十诫之前，还有一点更重要。
In other words, God has given the Israelites the answers before the test.
是在给他们十诫之前这个考试之前呢，给他们有一个。
He's basically saying.I'm going to give you the Ten Commandments, but this is how you fulfill it.
他说我会给你这个实践，但是呢，我会给你一个秘籍，你怎么来
遵守这个实践。And the answer is in verse 2.
那么这个秘籍就在第二节。
I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
他说我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。
I just told you, the Ten Commandments reveal.That you're under bondage and you need help.
刚刚我们才说了，实际是告诉我们需要帮助，我们要从这个被掳当中被释放出来。
And then I ask the question, where does my help come from?
然后我们又说，我们需要这个帮助从何而来呢
？It comes from verse two.
然后这个 帮助就是第二节告诉我们的答案。
The one who gave you the Ten Commandments, the one who brought you out of slavery, is the one that will be able to take you out of slavery of sin.
那一个把十诫赐给我们的那一位，和那个把我们从被掳之家带出来的那一位，他就是那个答案。
Amen.
我们的帮助。
So the very God that gave them the Ten Commandments.Is the God who took them out of slavery from Egypt is the one that can help them.
所以那个赐给他们十诫的神，也是把他们从埃及为奴之家带出来的那位神，也是那一位帮助他们的神。
And then in your favorite book of the New Testament, Jude.
那么在我们可能新约当中最喜爱的那本书犹大书里面
，Jude only has one chapter.
因为犹大书只有一章，很短。
Okay.And it contains a very important verse, verse 5.
那么有一句非常重要的经文。
We reflect back on verse 2 of Exodus.
那么其实这第五节呢，这句话就是我们跟我们刚刚读的第二。
It's making reference to that.
它其实在指我们刚刚读的出埃及记二十章第二节。
Now I want to remind you, although you were once fully knew it, that Jesus...Who saved a people out of the land of Egypt afterwards destroyed those who did not believe.
这里说这一切的事你们虽然知道我却仍要提醒你们从前主耶稣只一次救他的百姓出埃及地后来却把那些不信的灭绝了。
So Jude is saying, the one who brought you out of Egypt, the one who brought you out of slavery,Is Jesus.
所以这犹大书这里讲说那个把以色列百姓从埃及为奴之家救出来的是谁是耶稣
So the Ten Commandments tell me I need help.
十诫告诉我们我们需要帮助
And then I ask where does my help come from?
然后我又问我的帮助从何而来呢
The one who can lead you out of slavery Christ Jesus.
他说那个能把 你从为奴之家带出来的就是耶稣基督。
God gave me a good character.
神已经给我一个好的性格。
Wonderfully and fearfully made.
奇妙可畏的受造。
But under the slavery of sin, I end up doing things that I regret.
但是当我们被这个罪性所奴役的时候，我们做了不好的行为。
But the Ten Commandments is telling my character, not all is lost.Come to Jesus, He will set you free.
所以这个十诫是告诉我们，让我们不是所有的问题都可以啊，我们可以来到耶稣里面得释放。
So my character can only shine if I die and let Christ shine through me.
所以我们神所受造的我们这个个性，只有当我们自己肉体的老我的死去，在基督里面在复活的时候，才可以再次发光。
So.I don't need to change my character. What I need to do instead is to die to self.
所以我们不需要来改变我们本身的个性。我们需要做的就是在老我当中死去。
How many of you want to change? If you want to change, the character is not what you want to change. It is you need to die to self. Your old man needs to be crucified with Christ.
所以我们有多人需要改变。你改变的不是你的个性，而是我们的老我，我们的罪性要改变。
And how do I die? How do I die?
我们如何死去呢
？Somebody does something really bad, and I'm angry.
当有人对我做一些不好的事情，我里面很生气的时候，要动怒的时候。
Someone cut in front of me when I'm driving.
当我开车的时候，突然有人从前面超车过来。
Anger.
哇，一下子就火了。
I wish this is a tank.
我希望我开的是一个坦克。
I can just bang right in.
然后一下子冲上去，撞上去。
And then sometimes I say, I wish I was a billionaire. I can just smash my car. And just get a new one.
有时候我说啊，我希望我是亿万富翁，就是撞上去换一辆车就好了。
Somebody makes you angry at work, your mind goes, I want revenge. I want to kill.
当你在职场工作单位上有人惹怒你，你就很生气，你想去报复你的同事的时候。
Miss World just joined your department.And your eyes are open, your mouth and your saliva is going down.
当你的公司里面来一个很年轻貌美的女子的时候，哇，你心
lust is stirring inside your heart.
你里面的情欲开始蠢蠢欲动的时候
，Your character doesn't need changing. You need to die instead.
你的性格不需要改变，你需要改变的是让你老我的死去。
How do you die?
如何死呢？
By denying your lust.
就是要来否认你的这种邪情私欲。
No, no, no.
就是对他说不不不。
But dying to your revenge. No, no, no.
但是对你在你有报复的那种想法当中死去。
And what you do, you start praying.
你如何来去否认这样的一种私欲呢？就是开始祷告。
Die, you lustful old self.Die, you revengeful old man.
这种死去就是让我们在祷告当中来命令他来死去。
I'm not going to allow you.
我们不要允许
the pleasure.
不要允许这种邪情私欲来掌管我们。
I'm not going to allow you to take revenge.
我们不允许你这种想法，这种报复的想法来掌控我。
So therefore, you are dying.
这样子你会慢慢的死去。
You're crucifying yourself.
你在把你的肉体钉十字架。
Every time when you want to come off the cross, bang, 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 bang.Back there.
每次来到十字架面前，把那一个一个的全部钉上。
You see, my old self is saying to my new self, "Please let me go and kill."
可能你
I beg you.
你的老我跟旧新造有一个冲突，一直在说啊，让我走吧，去做我想做的事情。
And you could be crying, "Please let me the pleasure of taking revenge." And you say, "No, you bang yourself back on the cross."
然后你就说啊，让我就顺。由我去吧，让我干了这样，我做了这个我就舒服了。但是说不可以，一定要钉在十字架上。
Now you don't do it in your own strength, you pray.
所以你不要靠自己的努力、自己的能力去做。
You forget about the dinner, you forget about the lunch, you pray.
所以不要管其他周围的人。
And then you say, Bridegroom, Jesus, I need you.
我的新郎，我的耶稣，我需要你。
And you pray.Take this revenge out of me. Take this, remove this anger.
So,
you pray, and you pray, and you pray.
然后不断的祷告说，主啊，把这样的想法，这样一种报复的想法，这种动怒的想法拿走。
You lock yourself in the room. You don't see anyone. You pray, you pray, you pray.
所以把你自己来到你内室当中来跟神祷告。
And then suddenly, the presence of Jesus comes.
然后突然神主的同在临到。
You may or may not feel it.
你可能不会感觉到。
But something happens in your spirit.
但是你的灵里面会发生改变。
It turns.
会改变。
The life of Christ begin to take over.
那么基督的生命会开始在你里面来掌管。
The vengeance turn into forgiveness.
然后这种报复的想法会变成一种饶恕的想法。
So that when time you come out of the room,
所以当你从你的内室当中出来的时候
I love everybody.
你发觉、哦、好像你可以用爱来看待每个人
I forgive everybody.、
哦、我原谅任何冒犯我的人
Hallelujah. This is how you die and this is how you live.
这是我们如何死去才可以得活
Every time when you want to do something that the commandment tell you it is wrong, you crucify yourself and you let Christ live in you because he is the one who can set you free.
所以当我们每次看到我们的行为出错的时候，实际告诉我们反射出来我们真实的情况，那我们就快快来到我们的主面前来钉死我们的恼我，然后求基督来释放我们。
Amen. When I was born again, Jesus set me free from the penalty of sin.
当我们重生的时候，基督把我们从罪的审判当中释放出来。
But sin still is attacking me, still working in me.
但这个罪性仍然不断地来攻击我们，在我们里面要工
作。I still live in a sinful world.
我们还坐在这个有罪的世界当中。
But the Bible tells me I don't have to conform to it. I don't have to yield to it.
但是神说我们不要效仿这个世界。
Because you are no longer under the law.
因为不是在这个律法之下。
We have a choice. The world doesn't have a choice.
我们有一个选择，那个世界是别无选择。
Every time when vengeance attack me, I have a choice.
但每次有这个报复的想法来袭击我的时候，我可以
做一个选择。To take revenge now, or to go to my prayer room and die.
我可以选择现在就做出反应呢，还是来到内室当中来寻求神，来胜过这个软弱。
It is hard work. It is painful.
是很艰难的工作，也很痛苦。
But it will save your marriage.
但是会来保存你的婚姻
save your job.
保存你的工作
It will save all your life.
可以保存你的性命
So every time when I want to take vengeance,
所以每次当我想要报复的时候
The Ten Commandments tell me this is wrong.
十诫告诉我这个是不好的行为
This is, and the Ten Commandments tells me this is something's wrong in your heart.
所以十诫也让我反看见我里面的心有问题。
The Ten Commandments tell me you need Jesus.
十诫告诉我我需要耶稣的拯救。
To set you free.
让我从这个被奴当中
得释放。So I run to my prayer room.
所以我赶快来到主面前。
I sit down.
然后来到主面前坐下。
I pray.
我祷告。
I fast.
我甚至
进食。I ask for the bridegroom to come.
我求我的新郎来到这里。
And I sit there and slowly I die.
然后我坐在主面前，我慢慢的死去，我的老我。
And let Christ's life come in me.
然后基督的生命在我里面长成。
And then when I come out of my room.
然后从我的房间出来的时候。
老婆，我很爱你。
说老婆，我很爱你。
你很漂亮。
You look beautiful.
Oh, you are so beautiful. I should have married you long time ago. Much earlier.
那我为什么我们不早点相识跟你
结婚呢 You're the best person in the world. You're the only one for me.
你是世间最好的人，你是我的唯一。
You know, when you die and die and die.
当你的老我不断的死去，不断的死去的时候。
This is a future for you.
这就是你的未来，未来也是你我的未来。
One thing after another.
一件的处理。
One problem after another.
一个问题一个问题的解决
Jesus triumphs over it
耶稣在每个问题上要得胜
It is his life that lives in me
因为是靠着耶稣在我里面活着
So you, now you understand why Galatians 2:20 say It is no longer I who live but Christ who lives in me
为什么这里加拉太书二章二十节讲说现在活着的不再是我乃是基督在我里面活着
And if you practice that
如果我们真的这样去操练的时候
Jesus inside your character
也基督是在我们的个性里面
will be a light will shine through you
它会在我们里面成为那个光而照耀出来
but nothing has changed
其实我们的个性并没有改变
your character hasn't changed
我们的个性没有改变
but all that has happened is you learn to die
你所学到的是你学会如何死去
and you allow Christ to live
然后你允许基督在你里面掌权活着
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告
Lord Jesus Christ
亲爱的主耶稣
In all the struggles of our lives
在我们生活当中的所有的挣扎
We need you Lord
主我们需要你
We need your life to flow through us
我们需要你基督你的生命在我们里面流淌
You can forgive
主你有饶恕
You can love
你有良有慈爱
You can be holy
你是圣洁的
You are the one, O God, who can have the patience.
你是那个忍耐的神。
So today, Lord, I choose to allow you to live.
所以今天我允许你的生命活在我里面。
I choose to walk in the Holy Spirit.
我要选择顺从圣灵而行。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brothers and sisters, Galatians tell you to walk in the Spirit. That's all it means is let Christ live in you.
加拉太书告诉我们，我们要顺从圣灵而行，其实就是基督的生命在我们的里面。
You see, although Jesus said no one is good,
虽然主说没有一个人是良善的
，but when Christ lives in you,
但基督活在我们里面的时候
，goodness will manifest through you.
基督的良善会借着我们彰显出来。
You will do right things and you will do righteous things.
你会做公义的事情，你会做好的事情。
Until we go to heaven.
直到我们去天家的时候
When we lose the power of sin
我们可以脱离罪的
When we lose the presence of sin
我们可以离开罪的同在
Meanwhile
同时
While we're on earth
当我们还活在世上的时候
We need Jesus to live in us
我们需要耶稣住在我们的里面
Let's all stand
让我们站立起来
Hallelujah Hallelujah I'm no longer afraid. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, because of Jesus, we're no longer under bondage.
因为耶稣基督，我们不再被奴役。
We have a choice.
我们有一个选择。
And the blessings of the Ten Commandments tells us that.
十诫的祝福就是告诉我们自己这一点
That we need Jesus
告诉我们需要主耶稣的帮助我们今天来到他面前
I'm no longer a slave child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child.
Sisters, I pray today that you realize that you will embrace that God loves you, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that your soul knows it very well. So today we declare that I love myself because Christ loves me. The Father loves me. The Holy Spirit loves me. That Christ died for me. And that he is now living in me. To enable me to live free from fear,
让我不再受惧怕的奴役。
Free from bondage.
让我不再受营内的奴役。
And I thank you, Father, today.
父啊，我今天感谢你。
That I know that I need to step aside.
主啊，我今天我知道我需要你。
And not insist on doing things myself.
我不要坚持按照我的意愿而行。
To acknowledge, O God, through the Ten Commandments.
主啊，我今天实践，我要来认知。
And what it's telling me.
实践常要告诉我的。
That I need Jesus.
就是我需要你，耶稣基督。
To live the life that will make me happy.
去过一个让我能真正满足开心的生活
to make me content
让我在你里面得满足的生命
to help me to walk in a life of peace
让我活在一种有满有平安的生命当中
of joy
满有喜乐
to live in victory
让我活在一个每日都得胜的一种生命当中
so I encourage you brothers and sisters
我鼓励你们弟兄姊妹们
those of you who are listening online
那些在网上聆听的弟兄姊妹们
that you need to obey the word of God
今天我们要顺服神的话语
that when you need help
当我们需要帮助的时候
you need Jesus
就是我们真正需要主的时候
at that moment pray
在那个时刻你就要来到主面前来祷告
call upon his name
呼求他的名
and he will come
主会来到你来这里
he will come
主会来帮助你
he will eventually come
主他会来
to help you
他会来帮助你
that he will live in you
基督他会来你的里面活着
that his life
基督的生命
his love
基督的爱
his victory
基督的得胜
his strength
基督的能力
his forgiveness
基督的饶恕
his love
基督的爱
his patience
基督的忍耐
will permeate you will come through to you
会来到你的里面
will overtake you
会来充满你
will overshadow you
会来维护着你
so that you will shine for Jesus
以致让你可以为主而发光
that you can love for Jesus
你可以因耶稣的爱来爱
that you can forgive because of Jesus
因为耶稣的饶恕来饶恕
in his strength we can forgive
在基督赐你的能力当中，你能原谅。
In His strength, we can overcome.
靠着主赐给你的力量，你能胜过。
If you have fear,
如果你有恐惧。
In Christ, you can overcome.
在基督里面，你能胜过。
Pray.
我们来祷告。
Until fear goes.
祷告，直到那个惧怕离开你。
Let Jesus come through in you.
让耶稣能来到你的里面。
Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, I pray.
圣灵我祷告
This coming week, Lord
在来临的一周当中
Let every one of us experience Christ in us
让我们每个人经历基督活在我们里面的真实的一个情况
That we can do something which was impossible in the past
让我们做一些我们靠着这肉体不可能做到的事情
Hallelujah, it is not I who have changed
不是我的性格需要改变
I've learned to die
而是我们学会在老我当中死去 让我们的老我被钉十字架
And above all, I've learned to allow Christ to manifest through me
更重要的是我让基督活在我们里面让基督的性情彰显出来
Hallelujah And I welcome you, Holy Spirit
欢迎圣灵
Glorify Jesus in my life
主啊，借着我的生命来荣耀基督
Let your power permeate through me
让你的能力在我里面
Let me live under the law of life.
让我活在生命的律当中
That I may be a blessing to everyone who comes near me.
让我成为我周围人的一个祝福
Father, I thank you.
父，我谢谢你
That you give me strength.
主，你给我力量
Each day.
每一天加添力量给我
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，主
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
来，请坐。如果大家需要祷告，可以来到前面。神祝福大家。
God bless you all.
神祝福大家。